steel upon thine heart as a steel upon thine arm. For love is strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath the most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, he would utterly be contemned. I meet at that water with more words with music. I open the program with an excerpt from the Song of Songs, and I'd like to read for you some more of my favorite poetry. I hope you'll like it too. There's something in a place that guides the curving of the land, or the way the trees lean, or a wall guards flowers that would not simply run away. There's something more than memory of a hand waved sadly in the evening, or a face turned whitely to the moonlight, or the fall of golden leaves all through a windy day. It is the name that is the heart of a place a man recalls with a certain start, as a familiar sound heard on a train, or letters spelling out a little town, whose dogs he knew, whose streets he once walked down, postmarked across a stamp, or seen through rain on a signpost underneath a lamp. And that is why, sadder than a youth recalling his childhood's careless games, or the bitter yielding up of hope to truth, is an old man remembering names. Flames up and consumes, not sea waves hurry in and out, not the air delicious and dry, the air of ripe summer bears lightly along white down balls of myriads of seeds, wafted, sailing gracefully to drop where they may. Not these, oh, none of these more than the flames of me, consuming, burning for his love, whom I love. Oh, none more than I, hurrying in and out. Does the tide hurry, seeking something and never give up? Oh, I the same. Oh, nor downballs, nor perfumes, nor the high rain-emitting clouds are born through the open air, any more than my soul is born through the open air. Wafted in all directions, oh, love, for friendship, for you. Cannot conquer me. This forlorn hope and vision through the years will still be mine. Unlike the weak, the blind who grope in unstarred darkness, I will wait the time when he will come. And coming, find a song not made of murmurings, despair, and tears, but strong in faith. Exultant all day long will be my canticle through all the years. This cannot conquer me, for God has sent his love. Nor shall his way with me be spurned, for in the darkest hour his light is blent, and shadows of the cross are lessons learned in life's unending questioning of man, of why and when and where will God unfold his ways with men. The glory of his plan is found in pain, which he himself has told. That brings me to the last page of this book of words with music. I read a passage from the Song of Songs and poetry by Paul Engle, Walt Whitman, and Private Franklin Bills. By the way, fellows, if you've written some poetry, may I suggest that you submit it to the Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. We always like to include a serviceman's poem on this program. And now for myself and on behalf of Milton Charles, who played the organ, this is Edith Atwater saying goodbye and sending you her love. Radio Service.